It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out here in Oxnard, it is our old buddy and Dallas Cowboys great, Sean Lee.
Yeah!
What's the deal, guys? How you doing?
Good
to see you.
We're doing great, and we always enjoy seeing you. I mean, you've been here for a while now. We know what kind of dude you are. We know what kind of player you are. So, in a lot of ways, you're like one of our old sports friends, man. It's good seeing you every time that we see you.
No, it's always fun. And 10th camp, man, it flies by.
Wow, I mean, can't believe
it. We've known you, 10 years now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how fast it's gone by. I remember coming out here. You know, I think my first year we were in San Antonio. We played in the Hall of Fame game, so we did 2 weeks in San Antonio. Then we came out here for 2 weeks. But, you know, you feel like it was yesterday, but
yeah.
It's amazing how fast it's moved.
You've always been one of our favorites, just the way you carry yourself. You're very, conscientious.
Nailed it perfectly.
You're very aware of the role the media plays, and you're very professional in that regard. And has it always been the way you've been? Is there a belief behind that? Why is that?
You know, I think, you know, obviously you guys do a great job, and you know, having a great relationship, especially guys like you who do it right, who understand the game, who try to, you know, always work on portraying the right message and building that relationship as you go is something that's important. You know, and then obviously, you know, handling it a certain way and trying to help young teammates understand how to kind of handle the media, be professional. You know, there's certain things that you obviously share, things that you keep in the house. And,
yeah.
You know, that's something you learn as you get older and try to help young guys.
One of the things that's kind of interesting, I don't know if it's been that different for you over the course of 10 years, but even in the last 5 or 6 years, there's more platforms for athletes now with, like, the Uninterrupted and the Players Tribune and all these different things where players and agents are thinking about how do we get our real message out there. Does it feel different to you, other than your own personal growth, but does the media atmosphere feel different over the last 10 years?
Absolutely. I mean, and starting with social media and,
yeah,
you know, Instagram and guys kind of doing their own media, and how, you know, I'm still behind the times when it comes to, you know, I just got an Instagram. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't post as much as I should. You know, so I didn't, when I first got in, it wasn't as big. And then it's just exploded, you know, and everybody kind of has their own brand, their own thing that they do. And then you have a lot of different sources, which is great, because I think, you know, it helps the interest of the game. So many people are interested, and you're having a lot of voices that are expressing their opinion, which I think is great.
Yeah. Yeah. We're late to Instagram as well, and now late to, we just started a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So we've only got like 1,000 followers, so it's brand new. So we need you to subscribe.
I will subscribe.
We'll come watch it. We'll post this video.
Yeah, we'll post
this video of you on there, and you can watch yourself. Let's talk about your situation right now. What is going on with you health wise?
I have a little bit of an MCL sprain. Got rolled up in the first padded practice, and so I'm just getting that better and better. It's frustrating, you know. Like today, I was talking to the wife, and, you know, you miss a couple practices, you think, you know, you're going to be back, but you won't, the more you miss, the more frustrated you get, even though this is something minor, something that, you know, probably something relative to what I've dealt with is good, but it's still, every practice you miss, I kind of get more and more mad, but I'll be all right, I'll be back here, it won't be a long-term issue at all.
Oh, we know that, we're not worried about that at all, and what I'm excited about is having the best linebacker core in the entire NFL. How often will all three of you guys be on the field together?
Well, I think there's, you know, obviously in base situations, you know, playing Sam, for me being out there, that's something like, obviously at the end of last year, having a tough year, I'm thinking, you know, what am I going to do? Am I coming back? But being able to play with these two guys was a huge reason to come back. Two guys who are unbelievable football players and this defense. So I think, you know, moving to Sam, there'll be situations I'll be out there with them and situations that I've been in. And you know, you can kind of feed off each other, man. Just being able to play with guys who love to run to the football, would love to hit. I can't wait till we get rolling.
Talking to Sean Lee here on the Ben and Skin Show. That is all so very interesting to me, like you having those thoughts at the end of last year, because it just shows how hyper aware you are of everything. You know, the entire structure of the team. You know, with the young players, the older players, all these kinds of things. Do you have the feeling, obviously you're a team first guy and have always been a team first guy, but as you have changed over the years and gotten older, have you sensed your role changing, or is this something that's articulated to you by the coaching staff?
I think it's, you know, for me, it's the health, you know, not being able to be consistently out there. And that's what always bothered me, is not being able to be counted on from a health standpoint. So last year, I mean, I could not build any continuity, you know, would be in maybe one or two games and be out. And then you see these young guys playing as well as they are in the defense rolling. And so, yeah, your role changes, particularly when you're not able to be out there. But I know when I was out there and I was able to practice and play, I could help the team.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was my, from a personal standpoint, if I can still help us win, if I can find a role and help us win, I still want to do that. But, yeah, your role changes now because you have some great football players around you. And ultimately, you become less kind of egocentric in your career. And really, you just want to win a championship with guys you love.
Right.
And you tend to want to mentor more as you get older because you just feel so blessed to be part of a great team.
Man, and there's been over the years, it seemed like if you were out that it was hopeless. And it's crazy because there's 22 starters, but it was like we would be talking on the radio going, all right, Sean Lee's not playing, so this is a loss.
Yeah.
All right, so after this loss, you know, you had such a massive impact for
the record
long.
Without Sean Lee was a thing that was talked about,
which was, you know, that to me was frustrating. It's just like, and I guess too, that's some of the frustrating of my career is getting over those missed games. You know, the games that you thought you could help. You know, when you feel great, when you know you're halfway through the year, and all of a sudden you're in a pile. And you get somebody thrown on your heel, and you tear your ligament in your toe. I mean, that has been probably the hardest part of some of these injuries is all those games that you thought you could help, that you could be part of it. That was, you know, and I've gotten better at dealing with that as I've gotten older. But you know, it was a process for me.
Man, it's crazy. I mean, you're looking at it the exact opposite way we are. You're talking about how tough it was that you weren't playing. We're talking about how great you are that you had that much impact not being there. Like if you were gone. But I know that's the way you look at yourself. You're very humble in the way you always approach this and look at yourself. So moving forward, though, what makes you think that this team could be special, that this could be the year for you guys?
I just think of it. You look at the whole team. You look at, first thing, the leadership across the board. You have a lot of guys who played a lot of football, have been leaders who know how to play. You have some younger guys coming into their own. You know, you look at our quarterback. I mean, nothing that he can't do on the football field, the type of leader Dak is, how he works. He leads from the front. You look at the O-line. You look at every position we have, and there's not great players who aren't leaders on it. You know, I think in years past, you would kind of, okay, there's a group that's young, that's getting better and better, but there's experience amongst every group, guys who love to play, guys who love to work hard. You know, we've had success, and so now can we take that next step? I think this is a group that can do that.
The Sean Lee will be a coach one day conversation, which you've heard a million times before. How do you feel when you hear that?
I feel like I'm still a player,
yeah.
And I'm not, you know, like you're here to play.
Right.
Like as much as I'm trying to help a guy and mentor him and kind of give him some of the knowledge I have, I'm not a coach. I'm a player. I mean, I love running. I love hitting. I mean, to me, that maybe is down the road, but I want to play. I want to make impact on the field. So that, you know, that's part of it because I love the game. I love what I've learned, and I want to pass that on. But from a coaching standpoint, that's way down the line.
I'm trying
to play.
And that's what my question really was. Is that a compliment when people say that?
I think it's somewhat a compliment, but I've missed so much time that it's just like, well, that's it. The only impact it seems
right.
that I have is it seems to be off the field, and that's not what I want. I want it to be both.
Yeah. But it hasn't really just been that. I mean, it's so noticeable when you're on the field.
But
it's your own expectations versus whatever
has happened.
No doubt.
But it's, you know, it's for me. I'm like, what have I done lately? What was last year? You know what I mean? I want to continue to help. And you can't rest on things you've done in the past. I mean, that's something that can actually hurt your future if you're looking at film from 3 years ago. Hey, look what I did then. Well, it doesn't matter. You know, I need to do it now.
Now, we're talking to Sean Lee, the great Sean Lee, on the Ben and Skin Show 105 through the Fan. We typically don't like to do this with you, but we got to ask you about something incredibly controversial.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I hate to go here.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
What is the status of your Hot Boys application?
It's not good. I mean, listen, last year they said I was in. They said, like, we've talked about this. I wasn't in. But I'm officially not in. But then I haven't got an answer. And so I've gone through each hot boy and I've asked them, well, what was the deal? Apparently they have a dinner And then they vote at the dinner.
Oh.
And I'm salty because apparently I didn't even make it around the table. Everyone has to say yes. And I didn't even make it around the whole entire table. I made it halfway and I was already out. And some of the guys I love, I'm like, you let people drag me at the table? Guys, I've known you for 7-8 years and you're going to let them do that at the table? And so I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I check a lot of boxes when it comes to qualifications.
We do too.
Yeah,
but this is a somewhat clandestine operation. This hot boy thing. There's secret meetings.
No question.
I'm assuming this is Tank and Tyrone that are running this show. I don't.
Yeah. I think it's that. But I mean, that's kind of my. I mean, guys, I've been with a while, and I'm not in the group. But I've tried. You know, last year I was salty a little bit, and I would. You know, try to do the handshake with guys. I'm not allowed to do the handshake. And then I'm trying to play guys against each other. You know, if I'm not in the group, I'm trying to bring the group down.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like a reality show. Yeah. This is awesome.
Oh, this is just me doing it. They could care less.
So you're like going to D-Law and going, hey, Tyrone said I was in.
Yeah, no question. Like, he said I was in, but, you know, you control the group. I mean, Taco's saying I'm not in, but don't you control the group? I thought you controlled. I guess you're not taking control of the group.
That is so good. Have you thought about just getting your own Hot Boys necklace made and just showing up?
Yeah, I would think about it. But that's probably why I'm not in, because I won't spend the money. I think that's part of the problem.
I'm dying to know how much of this conversation you've had with your wife about the whole Hot Boys situation.
I went into it. I think she started to daydream and left the conversation. But, you know, trying to get in that, you know, I was in the picture. And, you know, this year, I'm trying to get back in that picture, you know, so we'll find out. We'll find out if I can get in it.
Awesome. Okay, so before we let you go, Sean, I mean, first of all, thank you so much for the time and all of that good stuff. But what would be your, I mean, everybody wants to go to the Super Bowl. We all know that. But what are your personal expectations for the way that this season needs to go down for you personally?
Well, you know, first thing, playing that consistent role. Showing up every game, being able to practice, being able to play, maximizing whatever role I earn, and then building off that role to try to help us win games. And then the Super Bowl is the goal.
I mean,
there's no other goal. You know, that's obviously very hard to do, but I think we got the group who can play well and get to the point where we were last year and hopefully build on that.
We are damn excited, and we're excited to see you be a part of this once again. Thank you so much for the time. We get so many text messages over here. People love hearing from you. Thank you so much, Sean.
Well, let's do this again soon. I appreciate the hell out of you guys.
There he goes. We love it. Sean Lee.
That is rarity right there.
That is
rare air.
It absolutely is.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.